You know, Floridians racked up over $234 million in dental-related emergency room visits in 2014. But ERs are not equipped to handle dental issues. Many patients can't afford to pay their bills. Health News Florida's Daylena Miller takes us to some Tampa Bay area clinics that are trying to create a dental home for people who would otherwise end up in the emergency room.
You got some nice-looking teeth up there.
It's a busy Friday morning at Gulf Coast Dental Outreach in Tarpon Springs, and Jesse Seabolt is about to have two wisdom teeth removed from the right side of his mouth. Volunteer dentist Vivian DeLuca plays country music as she pops out the first tooth with ease.
All right. That one's a girl.
That is a girl.
Before they found this clinic, Seabolt and his wife used the emergency room when faced with severe mouth pain.
We are employed, but we both make minimum wage, so we're not, you know, we really can't afford good dental insurance and everything. So this place right here is like a blessing for us, you know.
In 2014, Floridians visited the emergency room 165,000 times for tooth pain. The Florida Dental Association says many of these visits could have been avoided with preventative care like annual exams and teeth cleanings. But many of these patients can't afford to see a dentist, so like Seabolt, they dealt with the pain until it was too much.
Get a lot of good services at an emergency room, but the one thing they don't usually have is a dentist.
That's Harry Gross from Gulf Coast Dental Outreach. He says emergency rooms are just not equipped to handle procedures like fillings, root canals, and extractions.
Typically, they might give them something for the pain. They'll give some antibiotics. They go home. The antibiotics help, but because it didn't get to the base problem, the tooth is still there, the problem's still there, it comes back.
Dr. Zach Calarickle is a dentist in Wesley Chapel who volunteers at clinics like this one. He says patients at these clinics pay what they can, but it's a lot cheaper than what they'd pay at the ER.
I treated a patient for an extraction for free at a volunteer clinic who had just been in the hospital for 3 days with IV antibiotics. I could only imagine that bill was over $10,000, and I'm sure that bill never got paid to the hospital.
25 miles north is the premier dental clinic in Spring Hill. Jeff Pafford is getting x-rays to see how much damage a cracked tooth has caused. Pafford is on disability and can't afford a private dentist.
If this program wasn't here, I don't know what I would do.
While he does qualify for Medicaid, dental care coverage is limited. The state only helps pay for emergency services related to injuries, trauma, and extractions.
There is not another solution. You know, I would be in a lot of pain, and I probably would end up in the hospital.
For hospitals, this is an expensive reality. Florida Blue, the state's largest insurance company, reports that patients pay an average of $749 just for an outpatient visit to the ER for oral care. If patients can't pay that, hospitals shift the cost to people who can. Hospitals know that the limited care they can give dental patients is a Band-Aid solution, and that's why some are partnering with dental clinics.
The hospitals that we work with love us.
Cheryl Pollock is with Premier. She says they pay a counselor at hospital chains like BayCare and HCA to refer people dealing with dental emergencies.
If we can provide care in a small, you know, personalized clinic like ours for a tenth of the cost of an emergency room, then that's what we're going to do.
That way, everyone wins. Hospitals lower their costs, and patients get the dental care they need. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.